A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, March the 1st, 2018. Welcome to the Women's Segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And today on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the first 100 days of President Emmerson Mnangagwa in office and what impact this has had on women's issues. What are your views on the issue?
And to join our discussion, you can call us directly on 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you right back.
And a Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 154.55 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. But ladies, as you know, Thursday is your day. Pano pachina, chemadzimai musakanganwe.
Olwesine yilo olwesifazane asihlanganeni khona lapha bomama. Kodwa sikhona njalo ebulenjini. We are on the internet. You can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com lobanjalo ku www.voashona.com lobanjalo ku www.voaindebele.com.
And don't forget that we are now live streaming, so you can actually join in the conversation right now. Go to our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Indebele, and VOA Studio 7, so you can join in the conversation as we live stream. Today on the Women's Roundtable, we're looking at the first 100 days of President Emmerson Mnangagwa's in office and what impact this has had on women's issues. What are your views on the issue?
But opinion is divided on the impact of the first 100 days of office of President Mnangagwa, with some supporting the engagement efforts he has made so far and that he has put in place to improve especially the economy and other challenges. Others are saying there are too many promises and no tangible results so far, Marv.
Yes, PJ, and some supporters have noted that President Mnangagwa did appoint later on, you know, during his administration, high-powered women in recent times to some high-powered posts. Mm-hmm. Such organizations like ZEC,
yes.
They just got an appointment, and others. But some still say more still needs to be done. We'll be reaching out to some women's organizations and women in both the rural and urban areas to find out their views. But today, what we want to know, what are your views on the issue, PJ?
Yeah. Ukuthi banasihlobo esithandekayo umsakazo weStudio 7 or Voice of America lapho esisakaza khona sisesidini seWashington DC. Lamhlanje kuhlelo lwethu asihluzeni bomama sihlaziya kumbe sithi sicubungula insuku ezilikhulu ezedluleyo zombuso kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa eZimbabwe. Lokhe wahluthunayo, lokhe ibutho lahluthunayo umbuso lawunikeza kuye luhluthunela kwaye ngumongameli Robert Mugabe ekupheleni komnyaka ophelileyo. Wathi ke ngena ke embusweni wahle wathi wathembisa ukuthi uzakwenza lokhu lalokhu lalokhu hayi. Kuqule thuthukise ezenotho, athuthukise ezenkululeko yokuzikhulumela okusengqondweni yakho lokunye okuninginingi. Namhlanje ke sithe sikhangele ukuthi uzifezile yini izithembiso zonke zona lezo, njalo wenze khona lokho akusekwenzile wenelisa ukwenza phakathi kwensuku ezilikhulu. Wenzeleni, kuyikuphi okulethe ububelo empilweni zabesifazane, empilweni zabomama beyibo phela insika yezimuli lenhlalakahle kaZulu. Wothani sizwe abanye abesifazane abakhulumileyo besitsho imibono yabo ngensuku lezi ezilikhulu zombuso kamongameli Mnangagwa.
Mina ngokubona kwami ku 100 days leyi esiyibona nje isiphela, ngingathi into engiboni jintshile yikuba free. Abantu bakwanisa ukukhuluma into abayithandayo emafonini. Noma nje bezikhulumela bodwa abantu sebe free. Akusafani lakuqala ukuthi wawusesaba singasaqambi lamabizo abantu. Lapho hayi ngiyavuma sibili abantu ba free for that. Njalo siyabonga lezi timela lezo ukuthi waseziqalisile. Kutwa izitimela sezihamba khona ngapho eZimbabwe up and down, which is very, very good. Yikho khona lokho kubili kuphela engathi ngizwe njalo mbona ngani into esingani sitshintshile. Okwemali lokho kutwa isikhona lalokho okunye okuningi, hayi angilabufakazi lakho. Yiwumbono wami endlawo.
Hayi, kulawa malanga mina ngibone ikakhulu uPresident enelise ukuthi yehlise i-behavior yamapholisa. Mase sikhangele indaba e-corruption, sabona at first kungathi kulama-actions, but kathesi towards i-100 days zakhona asisaboni ukuthi kathesi ochombo labana kuthiwa babotshiwe vele kuphelela ngapha.
Some of the women that we talked to, Marv, and they pointed out 3 points mm-hmm. that President Mnangagwa has managed to achieve.
What are those,
that
PJ?
Of, mm-hmm. That of removing the police from the roadblocks,
mm-hmm.
Freedom of speech. What else?
I'm waiting to hear from you.
freedom of speech. Okay, if I remember that one, I'll tell you.
Anyway, thank you very much, PJ. Nasi muchirongwa chedu chemadzimai kune avo vachangobva kupinda. Tiri kutarisa isu zvaitirwa vanhukadzi nehurumende yavamunangagwa mazuva ayo zana vari muofisi. Saka ndozvatiri kutarisa, toda kunzwa kwamuri nyanya madzimai kuti pane zvamaonawo here zvasanduka, nekuti vazhinji vari kuti inenge nhumbu, PJ, mwana azvarwe nezuva rimwe chete.
Yeah.
Inotanga yamboita nhumbu yoita 9 months, wozopinda mulabor, mwana onzipu ozvarwa.
Yeah.
Asi vamwewo vari kuti aiwaka, pakapinda vatsvangirai, zuva rekutanga chairo vachinzi hurumende yemubatanidzwa yatanga, pakabva paita $2. Saka vamunangagwa vari kukombewo nevamwe vakambopinda. Saka ndozvatiri kutarisa kuti imi madzimai muri kuona sei zviri kuitika izvi, kuti muri kuona pane zvirongwa zvakaitika here zviri kubatsira nyanya madzimai. Saka tichange tichizeya nevanyarikani vanobva kumaruva, vamwe vari mumadhorobha, uyezve tichinzwawo kune mamwe maorganizations ari kushanda nemadzimai. Asi tisati taenderera mberi, PJ, we are lucky we have an in-studio guest, musikana wechidiki tsvarakadenga. Akaita iye former Miss Zimbabwe vari pano vatitsika mustudio. We're so lucky to have Andile Mpofu, who is a former Miss Zimbabwe. Welcome
USA.
To our program, USA.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us a little bit about yourself to some of the people that are just joining into the program. Who is Andile Mpofu?
Okay. I would say a woman of many hats, but I'm a student. I go to North Park University in Chicago. I am the former Miss Zimbabwe USA 2016, mm-hmm. and I'm also the former Miss Africa Washington State 2016. Now I am going off venturing into different projects, both in the pageant world and also in, business. But also making sure that I finish school strong this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, in short, that is who I am.
Ah, wauya panguva yakanaka, Andile. Wofa wambotaura nerurimi rwamai wozopinda uchitaura na sisi. PJ, taita rombo rakanaka, unotaura all three languages.
Yes.
Taura ako ndiani, Andile Mpofu?
Andile Msikana wechidiki wo, ndinoenda ku North Park University in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Ndinodzidza business economics. Graduating this year, pera kugore rineri. Ndiri ndakaita former Miss Zimbabwe USA
mm-hmm.
2016, ndikaita Miss Africa Washington State 2016 as well. Yeah.
Ungacho ngamafichane ukuthi ngobanike uAndile Mpofu kulabo abasibukeleyo njalo abalaleleyo sibe lethuba elihle lokuyethekelelwa kuma studios ethu namhlanje isiqhamula amayezi sangithi. ngeke ixoxa la ngesikhathi esedluleyo ngomnyaka ka-2016 lapho ke ebe ngumiss Zimbabwe USA lelihlelo akade ezenza kodwa ke ngamafitshane akusitshele umampofu ngubani
umampofu
Nkosazana.
Nkosazana lami ngumntwana ngintombazana encane lami njenga abanengi abaselizweni lela bavela ekhaya bezodinga izifundo lapha eAmerica. Ngifunda i-business economics e-University of North Park University ase-Chicago. Ngaba ngumiss Zimbabwe USA. Ngomnyaka 2016 ngaphinda ngaba ngumiss Africa Washington State as well ngo 2016 khathesi la misi sidinga okunye esingakubamba lapha lalapha njengenkazana la idinga ukuthi yena izilingiselelo elakusasa ingayihlekile kithi mama ngicela imali noma ngicela imali la msendinga la ukuthi ngiqede isikolo ngibone lami ngakuyenza ngaphandle lapha
kuziningi izinto ongazenza phandle lapha ndinjalo ezinye zangkhona engxenye vele osuqalisile uya graduate lonyaka
ngo-December nge-BA with a BA in business economics in the meantime as well I am ngomay khathesi it's going to be my first year lami ngi director o Miss Zimbabwe USA senya jabula ngakho lokhu into engiyikhanyelele kakhulu and also eceleni lakho I started an African inspired accessories line so ibizwe lakho na kuthiwa Ilo Thando in English that will be with love in Shona with Nerudo so yeah ngiyenza ikhekho lengiyenza kwakhathesi kodwa vele ngikhanyelela ukuthi kuyini okunye lapho singa you know to lunch on and run with it as well yeah
umumo wasekhaya ukhanyelela olibhekile njengoba ulemole ekhaya
yeah
ubona njani umumo wasekhaya njengoba namhlanje uhlelo lwethu sikhangela insuku ezilikhulu umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa engenile embusweni ubona kube lenguquko engcono umbe akukabele nguquko elobelo
ukujinja komumo osekhaya sikuzwela kwabanye
yeah
mina angikwazi yeah and ngithi angikwazi not ukuthi I haven't heard ukuthi kenzakalani ekhaya kodwa ngithi angikwazi ngoba angiboni ukulokhu kuquqa okukhona okunga impacta mina
yeah
njengoma njengenkazana kumbe njengomuntu wesifazane njenge youth so isizwela kwabanye ukuthi labana ngizwa ukuthi asebenzelwe lokho mina kwamanga kokona
emulini yakho yangakini eseleyo eZimbabwe bakutshela ukuthi kulenguqo
inguqo esizizwayo thina esithi mina engazizwayo ngiyazidinga mama kumele ngizicabange yabona but obviously I would talk of a little bit of stability ngani sikhona ekhaya abantu ngazathi sebele hopinyana kancane since ukutshintsha kwe-government yabakhona ekhaya but izinto kodwa izinto esizikhanyeleleyo esizifuna esizidingayo ezinjengemali ezinjenge-clean water in certain areas ezinjengokuthi imisebenzi like what we were promised like sekukhanyelele
marvelous.
hold your thought right there, Andile. I think you were just explaining, you know, what these first 100 days mean to you personally.
Right.
But we have a guest, so I'll come back to you. Tina Maisa Lidura Ngube. Makadiko Maisa Lidula Ngube. Makadipa Rnarap. The Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe. Aiwa tinofavira kunge tine mipanapa we Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe tirikutarisa isu first 100 days dzemutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vari pachigaro imi sesanganira kamirira madzimai pane zvirongwa here zvamuri kuona zvasanduka kana pane zvirongwa here zvirikuitirwa madzimai zvamukade kutaura nezvazvo
Mazvita tinoti mukutarisa nyaya dzakaitwa 100 days yeutungamiriri hwavamunangagwa tinoti tinoda kutenda hurukuru yatiri kuita nhasi nekuti nhasi ndipo patanga mwedzi uno mwedzi watinokoshesa madzimai nevanasikana saka kuita hurukuro yakaita seiyi zvinhu zvinotiudzira nyaya dzekukoshesa kuti vanhukadzi nevanasikana vanhu vakakosha vane kodzero dzinofanira kuti dziendeke takatarisa utungamiriri huripo pari zvino tinoona kuti kune zvakawanda zviri kuzvibatwa batwa zviri kuitwa nezvirongwa zviri kuedza kuti kunzi kuvewo nekuendeka kweupenyu hwevanhukadzi saka zvimwe zvatingadoma ndezvekuti tingati vamunangagwa vachipinda muhofisi kwakaita urongwa hwekuti sangano reWomen's Coalition of Zimbabwe rakanyora gwaro kuhofisi yavo riimo zvaraikumbira maringe nezvanga zvishumirwa nemadzimai saka zvimwe zvazvo hazvina kuzonyatsogadzikiswa zvazvo sezvaishuvira madzimai asi tinomona pakazenge paakugadzwawo mai honorable Petronella pakabuda mutsanangudzo dzaipiwa nemutungamiriri wenyika kuti vanga vapawo munhu wechidzimai kubazi rehurumende resocial welfare vachitarisa nyaya dzekuti kwanga kuine nyaya dzekuenza muswa kwemikana maringe nemadzimai nevanasikana ndokubva kwaita zve nyaya yekuti kwakava nedisability board yakapinzwawo muzvigaro yatakaonawo dzimwe nzvimbo dzedu dzakafanana namaitimire vekudisabled women's association dzairatidzawo kuti kune urongwa hwekutarisa kuti shuva vanhu vanorarama vakarimara vari kukoteswawo kuti zvinhu zvanga zvakamira zvako ndingazvitiende katione kuti vangapindisika sei kwakazoita zvenyaya kuti takabatanidzwa mastanziroti rehurumende rinoona nezvenyaya yezvinhu madzimai nevechidiki pakava nenyaya kuti kunogona kunge kwanga kuri kushuvira kuti zvinhu zviendeka asi pari zvino ndingati vanhu havasi kunyatsokunzwisisa kuti mukubatanidzwa kwazvo saka zvinozombofamba sei sezvo tichiti tikatarisa uwandu hwezvizvarwa zvenyika yedu yezimbabwe tinoona kuti madzimai nevechidiki ndivo vane uwandu hune chitsama saka kuchiri nenyaya iyoyo yekuda kunzwisisa kuti saka zvinozombofamba sei nokuti vanhu ava ndo vane uwandu asi vabatanidzwa zvinozoendeka sei maringe nenyaya dzekodzero dzavo nezvishundo zvavo tachitarisa takanangana nedzimwewo nenyito dzekuti dzimunzendowo dzanga dziri kufamba nemutungamiriri wenyika kana madzimai anga aripo zvanga zvisiri kunyatsooneka saka hatichazivi kuti inyaya vebate panhau vanga vasiri kubuditsawo madzimai ainge ari munzendo idzi oro muhurukuro idzi dzokudhavhotsi dzekumwe kwese kwaakuri kuindwa uku saka zvimwe zvishuviro zvazine madzimai nezvokuti vanga vari kuda kuonawo madzimai vari nezvino vari munzendeni vachiwanikwawo vachitaurawo nekumiririra madzimai tochitarisa pane kusimudzirwa kwaiita mamwe mapazi atingati mabhodhi tinoonawo mamwe madzimai mamwe ava ne 50-50 kwavawo nemamwe madzimai vari kucheya mapazi aya emabhodhi saka zvinhu zvacho zvanga zvakasangana kuti pane zvimwe zvinobatika zvanga zvichiitika pane zvimwe zvanga zvichisarirawo saka tinoona sekuti mwedzi uno sezvo wava wekupeta 100 days dzavamunangagwa kuchiri nemutana yakawanda yekuti tinotiona kuti hai zvinosuvirwa nemadzimai tingati zvimwe zvatinobatira imomo ndezvekuti kana vari kushanda vamunangagwa vari kushanda vari vega saka tikatarisa madzimai ari kushanda muhurumende yavamunangagwa vakaita samike pensonen tinoona kuti vakatoitawo mhiko yekuti vari kuzoshanda nesangano reWomen's Coalition of Zimbabwe nemadzimai kubva kuna Zambezi kusvika kuna Limpopo vakatouya kuhofisi kwedu vakatosvika vakati ngatiitei mubatira pamwe chete ndokutarisazve mudare reparamende kuna Mapricina Misaira Mbwinishonga vakatoutizve zvekare kumadzimai urongwa takanangana ne100 days kunyaya dzezvekuti tiite kuti mitemo yakanangana nenyaya yezvekodzero dzevana nyaya yezvemitemo yewaneso saka ndiri kuona kuti vari kushandawo muhurumende yavamunangagwa vari madzimai vari kushandawo vaine shungu dzekuti paite mubatira pamwe tikatarisa iwo mangwana chaiwo kakagadzwawo cheya wechidzimai kuzeki zvekare tichionawo kuti vakatonyora vari kutaurawo mangwana chaiwo nekuwadzisenei tinotaura navo saka zvimwe zvatiri kuona ndezvekuti madzimai vari kushanda muutungamiriro vari kusvikirika vari kuwanika vari kuti ngatiwe tiite mubatira pamwe chete zvese rinotevera kunotova zvine mutsangano wekuti kuri kuitwa mubatira pamwe kubva kuministiri yemadzimai nevechidiki kutarere paramende inonzi Women's Caucus inotungamirwa namai Monica Mushangwa. Kuparamende portfolio committee ye women and youth inotungamirwa namai Priscilla Mutahira Mbunchonga. Mapauzi United Nations UNCP ne UN Women ne Women's Coalition tichitsigirwa zvakanyanyanyana nesangano rinonzi Ivo's Recovery. Vanhu vese vari kutobatana, spika vachauya, vatungamiriri vemapato vachauya, kuti munhu wese tiite mubatira kamwe panyaya yeFCC. Zvakanangana nesarudzo dzatakatarisana nazvo.
Muzvare Dura, regai timbokubata ipapo, mongoti dee nechirungu muchidimbu, kuti from your observation as you know the organization that represents women's organizations in the country, what's your take on the first 100 days of the Mnangagwa regime right now?
For me, I think to put out just as a signal that shows some commitment to advancing the legal agenda that is on the table, but it's happening through the gender implementing machinery. So we have also seen some legal priority issues on things that we have been advocating for being taken also into high priority and with timelines through the Parliament Portfolio Committee on Women and Youth. And we have also seen and engaged, also received, you know, some timelines and engagements and political will from the Ministry of Women and Youth, the Minister. And then we made submissions to the Office of the President. Some have not been made, and we're still engaging with him so that we can have a substantive dialogue around the economy, around the issue of equal representation, around the issue of reduction of violence against women and just public violence within political spaces, within also women who are in informal trade. We have also situations where we have seen in part of the delegation that the president is going on a national mission, women are highly not visible. So we are not sure if it's about media coverage or the underreported, or women are just not there. Then there are realities also that are coming in where for women in formal trade, they still have cash in the bank, so they are still curious on what is happening. The price, the cost of living is still high. So they are also still wondering to say the Vice President Chiwenga was the one whom we had pronounced that he had been assigned for the prices to be reduced, but the prices are still high. There are also issues around access to cash. So even if they are the President consistently say Zimbabwe is open for business, it's open for business for people who are not Zimbabweans currently. That's how it feels. Because for the people who are currently here in Zimbabwe, if they can't access foreign currency, it also becomes an environment which is not conducive for economic development. We have a situation in Rwanda where we have women who have been, you know, protesting against the lack of being payment for being paid for the work that they have done. And we then see sometimes the local women say they are, you know, they are trespassing and all that. We have seen some signals of progress around some boards being 50-50, the coming in of the disability board. Those are very positive trends that are coming in, but we are still curious around issues of adequate resource allocation to the mandate. Then there is also an unfolding concern around the combining of the Ministry of Women and Youth in terms of attention and the priority issues, because women and youth constitute the majority of the population of Zimbabwe, and we are not sure administratively how resources are going to be adequately, you know, allocated and how other things are going to be present, because the gender issues that we used to be seeing them invisible, and the administrative operations of how the Minister of Women Affairs, Gender and Community Development used to unfold, and the Minister of Youth on the other side. The combining of the two into one is something that the general public is still concerned around. How is that working out, and how do we end up with a situation where it's not just women that should go on the side and play?
If I may just cut in there, I will come back to you, Ms. Sally Dura. PJ, you're just hearing there, Sally is just going through some of the, you know, the achievements that she identified working under the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe that, you know, President Mnangagwa has actually done, and some of the challenges. So over to you.
Yeah.
Please stay on the line.
Yeah. Yeah. Okwathi kukhulunywa uNkosikazi Ncube wathi nge ngiye kumlaleli wethu osebambe ecingweni okwesikhathi esithi siyakwamukela nkosikazi Moyo.
Yebo mama.
Eh. Usithinte ngocingo ungapi kwelizwe?
Ngikobulawayo eNorthern.
Yebo phe. Ye, kunjani khona ngapha?
Hayi, thina siziphilele.
Ye, izulu liyana yini? Siyavuna yini lo nyaka?
Liyana. Liyana lobe masimini sekuchile laphuza ukuna abantu sebelimile bahlanyela.
Ye.
Ye.
Eh, nkosikazi Moyo, uyaluzwa udaba lwethu olusegudwini lamhlanje sihlaziya ngensuku lezi ezilikhulu omongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ingenile embusweni encediswa libutho. Wena-ke ubona kule nguquko yini kunsuku zona lezi ezilikhulu?
Mina angikaboni nguquko, angikayibonisikile ngoba lokhu kusafana nalakhona okuhiyana nje impilo kade siyiphila insuku ezadlulayo ngoba imisebenzi kayikabi khona. Obaba bahlele ezindlini kabasebenzi, omama labo bahlele ezindlini balahlekelwa imisebenzi kabathengi abasebenzi. Sesiphila ngokuthengisa amatamatisi, siphila ngokuthengisa izimpahla emisikeni ukuthi sisenelise ukubhadalela abantwana ezikolo, sibhadale amarenti, sithenga amagesi. Igesi uyathengwa phela ngapho uyajuza. Kodwa angikaboni mina into sibile ngathi umuntu isimjabulisile.
Ye, kodwa abanye phela bathi bona laloba kungelamsebenzi kunga asimnike ithuba lokuthi afinyelele kuzithembiso, afeze izithembiso zona lezo azenzayo, ikakhulu ezokuthuthukisa umnotho. Abanye ngabathi sokulezitimela phela, abanye njalo ngabathi sokulenkululeko yokuba yabantu ukuthi bahambe-hambe bekhululekile njalo bezikhulumela bekhululekile njengoba amapholisa engasagcwalanga kuma-roadblock lapha. Wena ubona njani?
Ukukhululeka sibili ngokukhuluma engikufunayo ngikhululekile.
Yeah.
Ngoba kuqala ngangisithi nxa ngikhuluma kumbe ngithi uhulumende lowo mubi kumbe umgabe unje, ngaphansi kwami kuyabe kunomuntu omela ngibophe. Kwakusesabisa ukuthi uyikhulume leyo ndaba. Kodwa ngalesi sikhathi siyakhuluma, kodwa phela ukukhululeka ngokukhuluma i-freedom of speech ayingisizi ngoba mina ngilandile. Mina ngidinga i-freedom yokuthi ngisuthe phela. Kanti ngizakhuluma, ngizaba ne-freedom ngilandile.
Kuyini elikukhangeleleyo, ngikhuthazo bani elingayipha u-president wethu?
President wethu kavule amanye amakhampani avalwayo kadisiza obaba ukuthi basebenzele izimuli zabo.
Yeah.
Ngoba iqiniso kathesi abantwana ezikolweni babhadalelwa yibhimu. Into ethiwa yibhimu yangkhona ile 3 years ayibhadali leyo mali yangkhona kubhimu yangkhona yona le. So kungcono ukuthi obaba basebenze bazibhadalele iimfanelo zabo zabantu ababo ezikolweni, abantwana bafunde, obaba bajabule lemuli zabo ezindlini.
Yeah.
Khathesi kakukabi khona.
Libhalisile kodwa ukuvota.
Nokho ayisiyamemukeli.
Libhalisile kodwa ukuvota.
Ya, ayisiyavota sibila, sibhalisile. Lo nyaka sibhalise sibaningi, labancane ama-youth babhalisile.
Yeah. Hayi, sibongile kakhulu nkosikazi Moyo. Ube lokho usithinta uphatheke lawe kuhlela.
Hayi, lami ngiyabonga.
Kulungile.
Kulungile.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mav, that was Mrs. Moyo. She was calling from Bulawayo. She was saying there's very little difference or any development in the 100 days of President Mnangagwa in office. Mostly she was, and then I asked her, what exactly do you need? And she said, jobs, and to improve the economy so that our men and women can go back to work. You must open up all those factories that were closed, especially in Bulawayo, so that they can get jobs. To be able to send their children to school.
Yeah. Interesting. You're in the studio, Andile. You've been listening to Mrs. Moyo from Bulawayo. What's your take? I know before I went to Sally Dura, you were about to tell us about what you as a youth, how do you feel? I met you first in New York when I was covering, I think it was the demonstration against President Mugabe.
Mm-hmm.
That's 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
And now we're here. This is, you know, 2 years now. We've got a new government and we're looking forward to elections. What's your take as the youth? You know, from what you're seeing happening,
I as a youth, mm-hmm. And I hope I speak for a couple of them. I think for us, we still feel like we are not represented. Our desires, our wants, our demands, our voices are not as represented in the government as much as we would actually want.
Let me hold your mm-hmm. thought right there. Mm-hmm. What are your wants? What are your desires? Because I know this question was actually asked mm-hmm. by President Mnangagwa himself when mm-hmm. he had a meeting with the youth. What are your demands? What are your wants?
Okay, so as a youth, the reason why I am going to school is to be able to afford a certain lifestyle mm-hmm. that I have hoped and dreamed that my parents were never able to afford during their time. And so I have all, and now also because I have come to the United States and I've studied, my thoughts or my world of possibilities are now endless.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like an explosion going on in my head, but I would love to take that back home.
Yeah.
But if I would take it back home right now, where am I going to be able to use it? If my sister and my brother right now, who just graduated 2 years or a year ago, are selling fruits and vegetables on the streets, what incentive do I have to want to go home? If I am going to not be able to pay my bills or buy my own airtime, why do I want to go home?
Mm-hmm.
But I would love to go home and be able to use everything that I've gained here, all the knowledge that I've received from the United States, and able to use it back home and be able to be reunited with family. That's what I want. I want to be able to apply for a job, to send my resume back home and get a job. I want to be able to plan for vacation days mm-hmm. back home. But how is your plan for vacation days if tuition is not paid? It almost feels like there is a ceiling that is already there before you even get there. Like, okay, even though you have studied so much, or even though you have so much hopes, dreams, and aspirations, you cannot go beyond this, because even your parents have never been able to do that. Even the government doesn't have enough to support you to be able to do all that.
Mm. Interesting take there, PJ Truzwa. Wechidiki msikana watina yepano. Andile Mpofu arikuti, ine hangu shuwiro yangu yanga iri yekuti kana ndapedza zvechikoro ndodzokera kumusha. Asi pari zvino ndichitarisa, iwo mazuva atiri kutarisa aya, variko vechidiki havana mabasa.
Yeah.
Variko kana airtime chaiye munhu wechidiki ari kutadza kuti atenge nekuti anenge asina mari yacho. Saka ndozvari kutarisa kuti dai hurumende yainzwisisawo shuwiro yaiye. Sa Andile, musikana wechidiki kuti dai vainzwisisa shuwiro yaari kutaura iyo kuti inini sewechidiki ndizvo zvandiri kudawo kuti ndiwanewo basa kana ndichinge ndapedza kudzidza imo muno muAmerica. Ndidzokerewo kumusha. Ndonoonanawo nehama dzangu dzichiri dzipenyu. Nekuti ndozvari kutaura kuti dzimwe dzenguva kana akatarisa iye semusikana wechidiki anoona kunge vari kumusha vari kutotambura ko iye angazozvigonawo sei.
Yeah. Wathi ngibuyeleke kokukhulunywe unkosikazi Sally Dura Ncube owenhlanganiso ye Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe. Uphe imicijo eminingi sibili engaba ngeyisikhombisa njengokuyibhala kwami, kodwa ke enza ukuthi ngamafichane ngikhulume okumqoka khona lapha. Uthi yena abazame bayazama lokho bezama ukuthi bathuthukise ubudlelwane phakathi kwenhlanganiso zabesifazane lamaqembu wonke abesifazane lohulumende. Wancoma kakhulu unkosikazi Stembile Nyoni athena yena uke wabuya sibili wabavakatshela lasemahofisini abo lenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ezabesifazane ezibona ezigqugquzela ilungelo labesifazane. Wathi yena unjalo ezindabeni lapha ubona umama bengekho, yilo udaba olunye esikhala ngalo kanye lathi thina intatheli izindaba zabesifazane ukuthi vele asiyitholi imibono yabesifazane ezindabeni. Singazama ukuthi siyelule izandla silinxusa ukuthi buyanini lizozikhulumela emsakazweni. Uyathola ukuthi abaningi bangkhona vele kababuyi. kube njalo lokukhwela lokuqonga kwentengo yezinto ethi yena kuyabahlupa kakhulu. Laloba umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa esithi iZimbabwe is open for business. Ayikho open for business kwabantwini abaphakathi kweZimbabwe, kodwa ke kusese ulokhe enxusa labo abaphandle kwelizwe ikakhulu, kodwa ke aka openanga for business abantu abakhona eZimbabwe. Environment uthi yena na ngayikho kahle, wazokhuluma futhi ngokutshengisela kwabomkabo balabo bezisebenzi ezewange Colliery enkampanini yamalahle. Ngathi ngamafitshane ngezinye zezikhubeko lezinye lizendingo ezibhekane labesifazane azikhulumileyo. Kodwa ngizabuyela kuye umbuze Marvelous nxa usukhuluma laye about the ilokuzini ukuba khona kwabesifazane kubaphi kwemadzimai mudzi nawo havamo. Tikaedza kuti tinge tichitaura navo havatambire nhare dzedu kazhinji zhinji isusu vanoshanda mukutorwa kwenawo. Saka tichadzokera kuna mai Salidura Ncube kuti vange vachitsanangurira kuti zviri kumbofamba sei. Kodwa ke nyizwa kuti ecingweni sesilomhlonitsho unkosazana Thabita Khumalo usikhulumeli seMDCT. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu Makhumalo.
Ngiyabonga kungqosha kwenu.
Yeah. Udaba olusegudwini lapha ngolwensuku lezi ezilikhulu umongameli Mnangagwa engene embusweni ehluthunela lo owayekhona umongameli Robert Mugabe. Ubona ke wena njengabesifazane abalwela ilungelo labesifazane beZimbabwe njalo ungumhlonitshwa edalela eParliament, ubona ngani ufezile na eyindingo lezithembiso azenzayo?
Mina ngombono wami angiboni into efeziweyo esingathi abesifazana singama sizijayele isifuba ukuthi sinqobile.
Yeah.
Ake sithathe udaba lezigqoko zabomama esizisebenzisayo enganyanga iphela. Kusukela ngo-2000 omama belokhu besilwa akade beyiqinisa lomkhankaso ngezisebenzi ezingamalunga eZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. Uhulumende wathembisa ukuthi kuzavula isekithali lapho kuzabuya amaChina babuye bazozilungisela lezi zigqoko. Nanamhlanje ukuthi sizilindele, kwahlatshwa umkhosi ngomama ukuthi besilesifiso ukuthi umgcini isikhwama wemali ubaba uChinamasa akafake imali ekhangelene lezigqoko lemithi esisebenzisayo uma sesithole ama-infections. Waba yisipunepune kaxukuxwana sagcina sithole ithuba ukuthi usenikeze imali isarayi eyiyo yayisenza lezi zigqoko. Kodwa ukubanikeza imali lokhu akwenzayo kwakuyimali yokuthi bangaze bavali ifakithali ngoba bebengasanelisi ukuthi basebenze. Akutshintshanga lutho, abantwana besifazane lephephathi lwedubo akusathengeki kwizigqoko lokhu, njalo nemali kayitholakali. Singene khona emalini yongena leyo, sikhuluma kunjenje omama yibo asebelala emabhanga betshiya izindlu nabantwana ukuthi bapheke bezama ukuthi badinge imali eyokuthi bayebegcina imuli zabo. Njalo lokhu esiphiwona lawo ma-$40 kulapho ukwazi ukuthi umama kumele ayibhadale irenti, ayithenge ukudla, athenge abantwana abangankazana izigqoko zabo zenyanga yonke. Kuningi izibhedlela ini. So umama ulokhu ephakathi kwenye inkinga yenye enzima. Njalo lokhu esiphakathi kwedubo sonke siyabona ukuthi izulu kalinanga kuhle, okukhombisa ukuthi umama iy'nkhona ezasubuka amadolo ezama ukudingela abantwana ukudla. Ngase zingena emabhizinisini, sikhuluma kunjenje kule program eyavele i-RBZ eyayinxusa omama ukuthi babe bazodinga izimali ukuthi bazithuthukise bavule amabhizinisi. Ungahamba ukuyadinga leyo mali bathi bafuna i-collateral. siyakumtshela umama khathesi ongaba ne-collateral lena le lokhu esinomthetho nalwana oka-1980 owakuthiwa umama wangenalungelo ukuthi abe be-collateral. So akukantshintshi lutho mina emihle nami.
Abanye njalo ngabathi hayi ikhona inguquko eyimbijana yona le eyingcusana ayokuthi abantu sebenesenelisa ukuthi bakhulume bekhululekile njalo sebesenelisa ukuthi bathu bakhulumisane kumbe bayengeje ulokhuze uhulumende endabeni ezithile ufeze lelokho lokukhipha amapolice kuma roadblock.
Nanxa-ke sanelisa ukukhuluma nenkulungelo engadya zikahulumende or lenkokheli zefo zikahulumende ukukhuluma kakithi asiqalisanga namuhla njengabomama lokhu sikhuluma ngodaba labomama sakhuluma ngodaba lokuthi umama bayabanjwa irephu kodwa obaba bababi besibambe isidlwangulile bona labo bangahamba emakhothi izigweba abaziphiwayo zincane-ke kuza kakhulu ngoba kuleli lizwe izifuyo ziqakathekile kulo mama odlwangulayo. Akukatshintshi khonokho. Kungakhangela futhi njengomama singadlwangula njengabomama lingahamba lapho ukuthi kuyithatha le kutheni i-forensic evidence ukuthi ubaba uthile yini okuzatshengisa ukuthi ungidlwangukile. Kungathathwa ubufakazi bona laba kufika kuhlanganiswe nobunye ubufakazi obuyikhona ngale obenyama izigogo amanzi opetrol ngesikhathi sesisiye ekhoti ubufakazi bona sebonakele. Njalo ungakhangela futhi lokho kusesenzima ukuthi singadlwangula njengabomama sihambe emapholiseni siyeripota singahamba siyeripota sifike futhi sibanjwe buchapa sifike esigabeni sokuthi sibona sokungcono ukuthi singaripoti sizithuleli singasuka khonapho amasiko labo izinduna labo sabhuku singadlwangula esigabeni sihle senziwe umuntu ongcolileyo. So akukatshintshi embonweni kutshintshile but ekwenzeni lapha akunamehluko osukhona ukuthi lathi ingasisize kulo mama odlwanguliyo ubaba wangkhona usegwetshiwe sibone ukuthi hhayi ugwetshiwe sibili abanye bazafundela kuye embonyeni bakhuluma sibili but akunanto abayenzayo ukuthi sikubone ukuthi kuyafeswa.
Bamba khonapho ecingweni Makhumalo siyaqhubekela ngohlelo lwethu marvelous. That was Honorable Tabitha Khumalo. She's just joined us in the program and she was also explaining whatever the little that has happened that is added value to the women in the 100 days.
Okay, PJ, I'll come back to you. We have Amai Nikis, who's actually from Manzo Farm. You remember the people, the families that were destabilized by the first lady from Arnold Farm.
Former
first lady, Amai Grace Mugabe. So we have Amai Nikis regating. Benda kwa varinuti, naskwanga kune ruling where actually the police, I think, have been asked to pay back the people from Manzo. So hopefully she's still on the line. I'm not sure. Hello? Because I can hear somebody's line dropped. I'm not sure if it's hers. But anyway, you can go back to what we were saying about Honorable Tabitha Khumalo. We'll try and get Amai Nikis back. As soon as she comes back, we'll get her. Honorable Khumalo, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay, sorry, we had to just go to Amai Nikis from Manzo Farm, but her line dropped, so we're trying her again. But just tell us brief, from your take as the MDC, what's your take on especially what the government of President Emmerson Mnangagwa has done for women, especially in the first 100 days as a lawmaker yourself? But I will be able to cut you off as soon as Amai Nikis comes on because the line... Okay, she's there now, so I'll come back to you. Hello, Amai Nikisi? Okay. Hello, Amai Nikisi? Hello? Hello? Taurai tinzu, Amai Nikisi, turukukunzwai. I think, you know, her line is bad, but I spoke to her before the show because I was asking her, what's your take? And she was saying for the people of Manzo, actually what happened was very good for them because now nobody is harassing them. they are living peacefully for now, but we'll try and get back to her. But the line, I can't even hear her. So, Honorable Khumalo, you can come back on the line. Unfortunately, Amainikis, we can't reach her. I'm not sure what's wrong with her line. Tell us your take.
My take is that I think as Zimbabweans, let's not forget history. The problems of women in Zimbabwe have been tabulated. There are so many blueprints about the problems of women in Zimbabwe. And laws have been promulgated which are women-friendly. Our greatest challenge is the implementation of those laws. Let's give, for example, the issue of rape. In Zimbabwe, if one steals livestock, he spends more time in jail than raping a woman.
Mm-hmm.
There's a mandatory sentence of 15 years for stock theft. Whereas we find to say, as women, we are raped, and you hear that the perpetrator has been sentenced to community service at a school where there are girls.
Mm-hmm.
So that respect is still not there, that we do matter, and rape is one thing that must be taken seriously. Having said that, we have had a problem, as we speak now, we have a problem of affordability and accessibility of hygienic and affordable sanitary towels. And we have been lobbying Parliament.
Honorable, I'm going to have to ask you to stop for 1 minute. We're trying Amainikisi one more last time. Hello, Amainikisi. Hello?
Hello?
Amainikisi number zenya adziskuita hizi. Makadi iko kumanzo huko?
Zerukuita isu kuru andisu kunyatonzu. Wane marata mbura iru kunai.
Alright. Tachida kuti muti uzo. Kuti kwa kamira sei kumanzo huu. Tichiona kuti pa urumende yava mnangagwa. Yaka atorela yava mgabe. Maka gara sei koko.
Oh, if I'm Nangaba.
Eh, hey.
I wa but you go far at the gate of Zenu Zaganaga.
Shiruku Famba say.
Babu Famba and the Peputi. He should know in Indino Tenda would be. Zakaita Basso Jeremiagati Nunuga Muondo.
Mm-hmm.
Eh.
I was a little bit of a Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. A very interesting take that, Andile. I know, unfortunately, today, I wish, you know, we could give you more time. But we're hearing here from Amainikisi, who is a resident of Manzo. It's one of the farms that were, taken over by the former First Lady Amai, mm-hmm. and some of the families were asked to leave. But she's just saying, from her take, this first 100 days for them at Manzo, they've been good, you know. So, you know, going back to you before we go back to Honorable Khumalo, what would you like to see happen in future as we go beyond the 100 days?
I think just to say a little bit about what Amainikisi was saying,
mm-hmm.
I'm just curious to know what is it exactly, as unfortunately the headline was a little bit bad, but I'm just curious to know what is it that they have seen. What do they now have clean water in mm-hmm. in their area? Do they now have maybe better sanitation? Is life really better? I'm just curious to know. I mm-hmm. wish, you know, we could have been able to touch base with her and find out what is it exactly, because I feel like everybody else, not everybody else, but a majority of the people are still waiting to see what the government is going to do or whatever, what they promised mm-hmm. us versus to what actually is there. So I'm very curious to know what
is
it.
I think we'll touch base with her.
I just want to... Not to defend her, but I'm thinking she is that happy
right.
because of the ruling that was ended down today, that shouldn't be evicted from where they are staying at Manzo.
Okay. So she has actually said before the ruling, she said there's no one now coming to harass them to say, leave that place because they've been there for a couple of years. But anyway, on that one, we're going to actually get in touch with her and get the full story. I'll ask her those questions.
Yeah, I would love to hear.
And we also have Sally Dura, who's still on the line. Sally, sorry. Because we have so much going on in the program today. But Miss Dura Mwambonzo woshataurwa nevari kumanzo nekumo imi munoona remangwana rakamira sei kumadzimai huku.
Chakatarisa remangwana remadzimai neupenyu hwemadzimai tingangoti madzimai vanhu vakasiyana. Saka takatarisa basic dzinoreva zvakasiyana kumadzimai akasiyana. Kana wange uri mudzimai akawana chigaro munguva inoyi aiwa zvako zviri kunenge zviri kufambawo zvinenge zviri zvinhu zvinotoratidzawo kuti pane kuendeka kwekuti wasvikirawo kodzero dzako dzekuti unokwanisa kunge uri mutungamiriri. Asi dzinenge dziri chiri chichambe zvekare chekuti mukuvako kwako muvakadzi vashoma vari muutungamiriri wehurumende iripo uri kuitirawo kuti bandiko rako rekuti kuve nekuenzaniswa kwenyikana pakati pevanhurume nevanhukadzi uri kuzvishandirawo sei. Uye takatarisa bundiro redu remutemo rine zviga zvirimo mukati zvinonangana nenyaya yezvikodzero dzevanhukadzi nevanasikana. Saka chinenge chiri chichambe kuti madzimai mashoma ari muutungamiriri umu vaite mubatira pamwe nevarume vari muutungamiriri umu kuti upenyu hwevanhukadzi nevanasikana nevechidiki huendeka. Tifarisa mune ramangwana madzimai muhurukuro vane nyaya dzavakanguri vataura dzisati dzapera. Kune nyaya dzeminda, kune nyaya yekuti zviwanikwa zvese munyaya dzeupfumi madzimai kana nyange tikanzi ndiko kuri kubhadharwa teksi ndicho chikamu chiri kubhadhara teksi yakawanda. Madzimai aya ndivo vari kushanda kumaruwa kunge uwandu hwakawanda. Saka madzimai ndivo vakapata upfumi hwenyika. Saka zvakadero zvinodawo kuti chero nemitengo yezvinhu zvinosanganisa madzimai kunyanya nyaya dzemazuva ekuteera nesanitariwe zviwanisewo zvine mitengo yakaderera. Nhumbi dzomukati dzemadzimai harisi dambe, zvinoda kutiwo zvideredze pasaitwa mitengo inobva yanyanya kuvatsikirira kana vachinge vachizvida. Saka kune nyaya dzeutano tinoona mai vari kufamba chaizvo nenyaya dzeutano. Tinotarisawo kune madzimai kana vatingati vatikurei munyika yedu muno kuti kune nyaya dzekuti kumamedical aid society havachadzimirwa kana vangodarika makore 65. Saka tiri kuti bazi reutano ngarichikoshesawo utano hwezvizvarwa zvenyika yedu nemakore anobva pakwira nekuti vane nyaya dzearthritis, vane nyaya dzekuti kuti vatsikire chero mari yavo chero dai yanga iri pensheni upenyu hwavo hausati hwaakuendeka. Kune vari kurarama vakaremara tikatarisa kumaruwa chero kana kuti
Mai Sali Dura Ncube apo takumbokubatsai muromo bhijana nekuti nguva yedu yadyanana tichiri naonarable Kumalo vatoda kuti vangoti gaga tichienda kumagumo echirongwa chedu PJ. We had the Sali is just highlighting some of the issues that she's saying are still facing women right now, you know, issues of lack of sanitary wear, issues of I think she was also talking about healthcare to say that women above 60 are not being accepted. But let's go to Honorable Kumalo as we round up and then come back to Andile to just give us in short. PJ.
Yeah. Sibuyele kuwe Makhumalo, ngikuthazo bani elokugcina elakho uthi kafukafu ngamafitshane njalo ngicela uphendule umbuzo wami ukuthi lapho thina ekusebenzeni kwethu njengentatheli izindaba ngikuchayele ehlombe ukuthi ngizwa kuthiwa usuthole isikhundla sokuba isikhulumeli esikhulu ebandleni elakho ele MDC. Ngiqinisile nxa sitsho njalo.
Awuqinisile, hayi ngiyabonga sibili.
Yeah.
Ngibonga lina ngoba ngangizange ngisebenze lani ngangingasuza mbonakale ukuthi ngiyawanelisa lo msebenzi.
Yeah, I was just congratulating Makhumalo on their position of being the spokesperson now of MDC. So my problem is it's very rare to reach you guys. But when I nyakuchayela ihlombe ngoba siyenelisa ukuthi sikuthole ngezikhathi eziningi kodwa abanye abesifazane abe MDC, abanye abesifazane abe Women's Coalition, abanye abesifazane abezinye inhlanganiso kuba nzima kithi ukuthi sibafinyelele sikhulume labo sibanike iplatform yokuthi bazikhulumele ukuze imbono yabo kanye labakulwelayo kuyini kanti vele okuhluphayo khona la
hayi okuhluphayo ukuthi thina sile mithetho umele siyilandele uma sikhuma lomsakazi.
Yeah.
So kule migoqo ikhona ukuthi ovunyelwayo ngubani ongavunyelwayo ngubani kodwa okukhona ukuthi sile portfolio yabo mama bethu thina i-Women's Assembly lapho sile mama uMayikore uKareni nguye elingaxoxisana naye nguye lelungelo lokuthi akhulumele umama ebandleni lethu.
Yeah.
Lokhu ukuthi omama bangigada sitholakale okunye ukuthi I think esingazani siyakukhutha ukuthi asiniki omama amathuba ukuthi sibafundise ukuthi banelise ukuma phambi komphakathi bakhulume kumbe kwemsakazweni bengathuki esithi capacity building esilungu. Ama-organization alawa abodura yiwo sasithenge ukuthi baza kuyenza imikhankaso naleyo ukuthi bacapacitate every time nxa kuqeda ukhetho babuye bathathe umama babakhuthaze babafundise ukuthi kuyenziwa njani ngoba esikhathini eziningi yesabisa ikakhulu nasizingenela fana ukuthi isabisa yethu idinga sesisafuna amazinyo abanye omama bayephuka bese besihlube ukuthi bakhulume bathini kukanti-ke kwesaba kodwa ukukhuluma bezanelise ukuthi bakhulume bacace ngodaba nabo ababe bekhuluma ngalo.
Ye, ngikuthazo yokugcina, ngikuthazo bani ongayenza ngihle ngijikele kuNkosikazi Dura Ncube.
Ngikuthazo inginayo kubomama bakithi yithe sibaningi kuleli linto emhlabeni jikelele wonke nje njalo thina imisebenzi esiyenzayo obaba bangeke banganelisa sesifikile isikhathi ukuthi sihlanganise amakhanda singakhangelani ukuthi kwenzakalani lo wenzani silungise impilakahle yethu silungisele nabantwana bayethu ikusasa yabo sesile 37 years lokhu sikhala ngezigqoko zabomama sesile 37 years lokhu sikhala ngokuthi sihambe siye belithe esibhedlela singabhadali sesile 37 years lokhu sikhala ngabantu abethu esikolo akulanto esiphume yacaca so ukuthi kukhona esikwenzayo okungayisikho asizameni sihlanganise amakhadi sike sifunda ndivele silahleka ngaphi ukwenzela uhulumende asize abone izikhalazo zethu ziyafezwa ngiyangisiminingi kakhulu.
Nkosikazi Sally Dura Ncube muchiripo here parunari
tiripo
chichemo machinzwawo here icho chekuti isusu medzinawo hatisi kukwanisa kunge tichikuwanai kuti munge muchizvitaurira zvinenge zvichikunetsai
taikumbira kuti ndofungawo pane vanoita nezvenhau kusanganisira sangano ramunoshandira tinofanira kuti tinzwisise kuti upenyu hwevanhukadzi kuti vabatike senguva dzinoitika purogiramu inoi inguva dzokuitisawo vana mahomework inguvawo dzokubika inguva dzokuitawo mamwe mabasa atinoita saka zvinoda kuti zvisangane pakati
apo ndichambokubatai muromo amaisa lidura Ncube nekuti nguva dzedu dzadyanara regai tichibhabhaisana netsvarakadenga iri muno mustudio tazvinzwa maita basa muve nezuva rakanaka naonarebo tichadzoka kwamuri allright andile to round us all up where can people find you. Are you online? Where can people find you?
Yes. My Facebook handle is Andile Nobuhle Mpofu. Mm-hmm. Or Instagram, which is Andile _ Mpofu. Or also my accessory collection line page, which is Ilotando Creations. So any of those, or you can just send me an email, andilempofuofficial@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. I would love to work with people from different parts of the country, whether here or back home. I'll be so delighted.
Thank you. Aiwa, tatatungaregeze kupa. Charakadenga yedu, irimu studio mkana, kutiva chipeza program yedu, asitinotenda amai sali dura ngube veku Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe vanga vachitibatsira kuzeya na Honorable Tabitha Khumalo veMDCT uyezve tawana amai Nikisi vekumanzou farm ne tsvarakadenga yedu iri muno iri pano Miss Mpofu PJ a marvelous mhlanganya uye ndiri muno muWashington
insitasi vegeitwa ilfana injalo ngevikelizayo Praxedis Jeremiah.